This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said Friday that he was not targeting former Vice President Joe Biden and his family when he held up military aid from Ukraine. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the president made the statement when he called in to Fox and Friends television show Friday morning.
It's crazy what's going on because the people get it. It's a hoax.
President Trump says he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. His view of the impeachment investigation?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, the Bidens.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Rita Foley, Washington.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
55-year-old Jerry Chung Xing Li has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Li more than $840,000 and that Li likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Li ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Optimism about trade talks between the United States and China sent stock prices higher on Wall Street Friday. The Dow added 0.39%. The S&P was up by 0.22%, while the Nasdaq gained 0.16%. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces killed four people on Friday as they opened fire and launched tear gas at protesters on a central Baghdad bridge. Two people died from bullet wounds. Two others were killed by tear gas canisters launched at their heads. At least 61 people were injured. 330 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October. Protesters are demanding the overthrow of a political class seen as corrupt and serving foreign powers, while many Iraqis languish in poverty without jobs, health care, or education. Thousands of protesters gathered on Friday to hold their alternative celebration of Lebanon's 76th Independence Day at Martyrs Square in central Beirut, while the country's top politicians attended a military parade at a limited official Independence Day display. Protesters converged on the city center waving Lebanese flags. The demonstrations began on October 17th against proposed taxes on WhatsApp calls. They've turned into a condemnation of the country's political elite who have run Lebanon since the end of its civil war. Protesters are calling for a new government and elections outside the traditional sectarian-based power-sharing agreement. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of some men who say that President Donald Trump's no-fly list impacted them economically. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The three men are New Yorkers, American Muslims who were born overseas. They claim in their lawsuit that their religious convictions led them to rebuff FBI agents who wanted them to inform on people in their Muslim communities. The men say the agents placed them on the list of people prevented from flying because they were considered a threat. They've since been taken off the list, but the men say they lost work and were ostracized because of the travel restrictions. The issue before the court is a Justice Department appeal of a lower court ruling that allowed the men to sue under a 1993 law protecting religious freedom. Justice Department attorneys say they're concerned that the current lower court ruling will open the door to a slew of lawsuits against federal security employees. Jennifer King, Washington.
And Hong Kong's high court has reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks. The court ruled Friday the government could enforce the ban for 1 week. It was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers so that protesters could not hide their faces. Many of the demonstrators have defied the ban, and 632 people were arrested under the regulation. 61 of those arrested have been charged under the ban. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.